What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, this one is hot and fresh out of the oven, as it was published on the 29th of March. Midland's man accused of offlining children's mother is arrested following a 120-mile-per-hour chase with deputies. This dude took getting the fuck out of Dodge to a whole new level. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The Kershaw County Sheriff's Office said a mother of two children was offlined following a late-night shooting incident Thursday. The woman was identified by Sheriff Lee Bone as Daisha Nicole Johnson, 34. Deputies responded to a reported shooting on Boyd Road in Camden shortly before midnight Thursday. They said they received word a woman had been shot by the father of her children, LaQuincy Pollard, 51, of Cassett. When deputies arrived, they found Pollard had left the scene. Johnson was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries. Minutes later, KCSO located Pollard's vehicle on Dicey Creek Road and attempted a traffic stop. When the driver refused to stop, KCSO said they engaged in a high-speed chase on Highway 1 with speeds reaching over 120 miles per hour. Eventually, KCSO said the vehicle stopped at a gas station in Bethune, where Pollard surrendered to law enforcement. An hour later, after Pollard was taken into custody, KCSO was informed that Johnson was deleted from her injuries at the hospital. Quote unquote, two young children had their lives changed forever tonight due to a horrible decision made by someone they looked up to as a protector. Their father, said Sheriff Lee Bone of KCSO. These precious innocent children lost both their parents tonight for no good reason. Please keep this family in your thoughts and prayers. For no good reason? Oh, I beg to differ. Because that statement right there that he put out, gentlemen, as we all know, the more they try to put a positive spin on the woman, yeah, the deeper that the investigation would more than likely reveal a very dark secret that more than likely Mr. Pollard found out. Deputies said Pollard faces charges of termination, possession of a weapon during a violent crime, failure to stop for blue lights, and other offenses. He is currently being held at the Kershaw County Detention Center. Well, well, well. The idea that this guy went from A to completely D, no, 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 no. Gentlemen, you know I always say this. I was born at night, but I was not born last night. There had to be a chain of events that set this man off. that made him decide, you know what? I'm going to put on the fucking mask and take matters into my own hands. This was not something that more than likely this man decided on a goddamn whim. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, sounds like it went down in the home. I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Going to give that a 5. Psychological impact. I'm going to go ahead and give this a 45 because of the high-speed chase. The fact of the matter is, one mistake, he could have flipped over. One of the cops could have flipped over. So yeah, 45 for the psychological impact. And for the brutality. Sounds like it could have been a one and done. So I'm going to give that a 10. So LaQuincy, and I'm going to give him a Russian name, Popovich Pollard, gets a score of 70. Gentlemen, what do you think was the reason that this man decided to put the mask on? We all know. Come on now. It's like Bill Burr said in his bit about domestic violation. Firemen don't put out a fire and just drive away. There's an investigation. You got to sift through some things. Oh, here's an oily rag. Look at that. A book of matches. Seems like this might have started the fire. So, what started the fire that made this man decide to put on the mask? Spidey senses could say, you know, maybe he found out the children weren't his. Maybe she was beating him for child support. Those, in my humble opinion, are two of the most likely scenarios that drove this man over his line. But of course, as we all know, standard lamestream media operating procedure. The man's a piece of shit. The woman's an innocent angel. Oh, that could be the furthest thing from the truth. Why? Because we know that far too many women are literally psychopaths, and we have a society that does everything in its power to cover for these women. Why? Well, we all know why. Even though, in my humble opinion, this is the stupidest reason, but it's so ingrained in Western society in particular, there's not going to be any coming back from it. And the reason is because, oh my God, if we actually hold a woman accountable, then that woman is no longer going to be able to produce slaves for the system. Yeah, that's always been the simple reason why women are never really truly held accountable. And in my humble opinion, it is that reason why so many men are putting on the mask. Yep. Okay, cool. She's already produced 2 more slaves for the system. But there's always possible she could produce 1 more. So we're going to do everything in our power to make sure women don't get held accountable to the degree that men get held accountable. But hey, the American birth rate is in the shitter anyway. But I digress. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think this man's motivation was for him to put the mask on? Leave it in the comments section. And for you women out there, once again, I have to reiterate this simple yet extremely important point. When a man finally crosses that line, when he finally says, "You've become the bane of my life," when he finally decides to take matters into his own hands and take you out, there will be no one there to stop that man from taking matters into his own hands and dealing with you. So you women truly need to understand this, and understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have through this society, which is fake, which is false, which is nothing more than a goddamn illusion, that power is going out. Feminism and the idea that you can push a man to his limit and think that man is not going to take matters into his own hands, that's going out right along with it. Because like the women in New York are experiencing, this new environment that we live in, yeah, ladies, no mercy is being shown to you. For far too long, you said, "Oh, we're equal to men. In some cases, we're better than men. We can do everything that a man can do and do it better. Why do we need men? Blah, 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 blah." Once again, that is the absolute naive thinking that gets a lot of you women in precarious positions. But hey, ultimately, it is what it is. And when you get that final moment, it's going to be you and that man and nobody else. And guess what? The rules out the window. No mercy, will be shown to you. But hey, ultimately, once again, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.